Saturday night, live from Max.
Like how you began this podcast.
We have
so freaked out trying to find out what to say at the beginning. Well,
because usually I come here with something to say, but it's late and I'm tired.
It's late and tired. You were drunk. Well, you weren't drunk.
Well, no, I was.
You were drinking.
I was drunk.
You were drunk.
That's why we're filming this so late.
At my place.
So at your place.
So your neighbors don't attack you.
Oh, should I not yell?
No.
Okay.
My next door neighbor, he has a subwoofer and he blasts it all the time. And he says we're so quiet.
So you're just in here vibing.
Vibing. All we hear is the bass.
Hold on. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hello.
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 We have nothing planned.
We have
surprise!
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Messy Pod, episode 7, season 5.
You know what's going to be so weird about doing this live? By the way, guys, this is our first live for our memberships.
I didn't even check if our levels were right. I'm tired. Whatever. You know, here we go.
I was going to be like, did we not even start recording? Because Jake, come on in. You are good, girl.
Go ahead.
You have a whole ass segment. Jake's over here standing for
people
who are
listening. We got Baldur's Gate in the background and everything.
Jake, you are never intruding.
You're not intruded.
You live here. You pay. Does he pay rent?
No.
Okay. Well, you know what? You pay in food, baby. This place smells like fish.
In food.
You know what's going to be funny about doing the live things? They don't know that when we go, that we just go right into it.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the little secret insider tips.
I mean, I feel like it's very apparent when they watch. If they watch the visual, they can tell we go right into it.
I'm trying to sell this, Mac. I'm trying to sell this shit. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, how much of it is pieced together and how much of it is us just talking all the way through?
Literally.
You'll be very surprised.
Literally. This is going to be the podcast where Mike maybe might not yell because, like I said, I'm exhausted. I was very drunk. That's why we're filming this late.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize also by coming to your house late on a Sunday night. I know your ass wants to go to bed.
Yeah, I don't go to bed early. He has work in the morning, so I just go to bed when he goes to bed.
Don't worry, baby boy. We'll make this a quickie. A quickie.
A little quickie.
A
little
quickie.
A little,
So we're going to get into our segments first.
Okay.
And then I have some tea that I just want to chat with you today.
Okay.
Can we do that?
You want a cookie?
That's not a podcast.
Cookie Pat.
That's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. That's what podcasting is,
that's
right?
What podcasting is for.
What am I getting for? Should I do my part?
Yes,
my
let's segment? Do your prefer. Hold on. Oh my God, they're going to see all of it. 3, 2, 1.
Gay agenda with Mac.
Also, what do you expect? This is messy. Welcome to the live.
Yeah, so this is a gay agenda. I have two gay agendas, kind of. This one is more for the Gen Z kids, I guess.
Okay, so I'm not
going to
say
this is more
shit.
For someone that I don't think either of us fully know. But, you know, girlies, we have another recruit to our ranks. Disney Channel actor Karan Brar. I probably butchered the hell of your name. I am so sorry. He's best known as like the youngest kid in the show Jesse. I saw a couple episodes of that.
Let me see him.
And then he was also on a show called Bumped. Never seen that in my entire life.
Bumped? You just triggered me.
But he came out as bisexual in a essay he wrote for Teen Vogue. So congrats.
That's
to
it.
To you.
Let me
That's
see him.
It.
Let me okay. see him. Oh, he's cute. How old
he's
is he?
I think he's like 20.
Okay, good. Because before I say he's cute, I want to know how old he is.
Skye Jackson and him were like the two youngest people on Jesse. And I know Skye Jackson is like 22 now.
I know so, Skye Jackson. Don't know.
Yeah.
But from what? What show?
She was from Jesse.
Never heard of her.
Debbie Ryan?
You just said two of the whitest annoying names. Jesse and Debbie. You know they're at the annoying lunch table. They're like, you know what's it with Jesse and Debbie? They eat celery sticks. She's eating the celery sticks with peanut butter and raisins, and you're like, girl. Jake, if you're going to talk to us on this podcast, come over here.
Yeah.
Come over here.
We have an audio podcast. You can't just talk to us from a distance.
We can't yell at you. I'm trying not to scream today. I give up screaming for Lent. No, I didn't. Sorry, Jesus.
Lent is gone.
Girl,
Lent
is
happened.
Lent is always. I have a tattoo of a cross, and I wear a cross. Am I wearing my gold chain? Am I wearing my cross? Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello, Jesus.
But yeah, and also my second gay agenda, Drag Race.
Oh yeah, it started.
The girls of season, what is it, 16 now?
Yeah, is this early though? Because usually it's later.
I think it's usually, it's the beginning of the year now. They do it, I think they announce it now. I think it starts in January and then they go until like June.
What?
How many episodes? It was like the last season, I believe.
So you know they got that marketing money. That means they got ads. Because the more advertising they get, the more the longer episodes they have.
Yeah,
what are you looking at me for?
You're talking.
No. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Are you looking at me for? Yeah.
No, let me get my jersey because something you get this look, and that's why I'm asking you. Are you tired? That you are just looking at me.
It's my processing your words look.
I know it's just you. And I'm not telling you to change it, but I'm telling you, if you don't change your fucking face.
But yeah, they just announced the girl. I think it's season 16. The season 16 girls. There's like, I think six New York girls and only one LA girl this year.
Really?
So,
Six
New York girls.
They're all so young. You know, I was actually talking to Aris about this because I saw there's a YouTuber that reacts to Drag Race. Mm-hmm. They're the one I watched.
So many YouTubers that react to Drag Race.
There's one good. I mean, they've been on Hot Goss with Willem in Alaska, so apparently they're one of the better ones.
They're one of the top ones.
Yes, and I think they even had controversy about something, but who cares? I was watching them, and that's how I watched my Meet the Queens because the Meet the Queens thing is long. I'm not watching everybody's individual episode. I'm going to watch the cover.
For the Meet the Queens, all I watch is their intro, their walk into the workroom.
I want to know if the outfit's good.
Yeah.
There's one queen that apparently is like a front runner that they described them as going into like an Yzma character. So I'm very excited about that.
I think I know who they're talking about.
You do? Would you remember the name? I don't.
I don't know. Is it because there's this one girl that walked in
like a banana?
Like a banana.
That's her.
Yep. And I look, and everyone in the comments on Twitter is like, that's the winner. Mm-hmm. She knows what to do.
Do you have an entrance line? Like, if you ever did Drag Race and you walked in, you know, they have like a line.
I don't even know.
We already mentioned bumps and lines today.
Bumps and lines. I think I'll walk into the room fully dolled up. And I'll walk in. The first thing I'll do is just like, I'll just like, when's lunch? And I'll take my wig off. Just take my wig off. Be like, okay. And start posing without a wig.
Arisa's line is, I will be relying on this body. She made a good point though. She was talking to Aurora Sexton. You know Aurora Sexton, mm-hmm. Who's iconic. And Aris was saying, she goes, it would be hard to go in here. And she goes, I don't feel like I deserve it because all these younger girls going in when there's queens like Aurora who haven't gotten their flowers yet, mm-hmm. or to that level. I'm like, why aren't the drag queens doing the like most amazing shit to me getting cast on this? I don't understand how this casting process goes.
It's reality TV. They want the queens.
Yeah, they take the best from the best. What do you mean?
Obviously. Yeah. Drag Race is the best of the best. Obviously. You know, it took them 15 years to put Sasha Colby on there.
True. But I don't think Sasha Colby was trying to even get on until later because in the beginning, a lot of these girls, I mean, especially now that, because, okay, I will say this. Drag Race used to be much more beneficial because just like all reality TV, like you get on the show and you're an instant celebrity. Mm-hmm. Now, since it's so oversaturated, it means now it's just like, it's a good reality show. You grow from it. But yeah. Like, girl, you get on that shit. Doesn't mean shit's going to change for you. I shouldn't say girl. He, she,
girl.
They. Everybody. But is that it?
That's it. Yeah. Gay Agenda with Mac.
Are you excited for Drag Race? Do you still watch Drag Race a lot?
I have one more episode of UK. I was catching up with UK for a bit. I tried to watch Canada. Couldn't get into it. Tried to watch Down Under. Got bored.
Bored. Look, there is people joining. I just posted these memberships before we started, and there are people joining. By the way, we're going to be talking to the chat now. This is a new thing on our podcast.
Everyone's just saying, hey, it's like, can they even hear us? I don't even know.
Who knows? I mean, obviously, someone said, hey, no one said anything about the sound yet. Mac, don't worry about it.
Okay, whatever. It's
let this be my problem.
It's your deal.
I'll let this
be
my problem.
They said yes. Okay, they can hear us.
See, there you go. I haven't even caught up with UK.
Really?
I watched the first two when I was home in Jersey.
It's a pretty good season.
Well, UK is usually good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good. Even Jake's been watching it. He's really into it. And Jake is not into Drag Race that much. He's not into Drag Race that much. But he's really into the UK. He's been following it.
I got to get into it a bit more. I mean, I usually do hostings of it, and that's kind of how I watch it. Or I watch.
Are you watching me being paid?
Is that how I sound? Yeah. Is that usually how I sound?
Yeah, that's the level of faggotry you carry.
God, I can't even come for you because you're still my friend after all these years. But God damn. I mean, I'm not hungover, but maybe it's because I'm drinking. By the way, I keep trying to explain why I keep saying it. I keep bringing this up. That's why we're filming so late, because I needed to sober up.
Yes.
I couldn't drive here, and I'm not Ubering this far. You're goddamn, I don't know how you do it. You don't have a car, that's why.
And I have money.
I did. I did, but I need to sober up. I just
and also because I got a business card, bitch. Business expenses, so girl. Do I, but that paying less taxes every Uber.
Does that make you have less taxes? Because it really, I haven't seen the difference.
It helps in a does way
because you got to
start
off.
A 401k. That's the big thing. That's what I got to start this week.
You got to have enough money to start a 401k.
Yeah, the first step.
But no, I needed to sober up. We drank drinks. We drank brunch cocktails. By the time this comes out, my video will be out. I did Gays React to Brunch Cocktails, which I'm so glad you were there for.
I'm sorry. I was busy. I was thinking about going, but then we decided to go shopping.
Honestly, you would not, because we were like saying stuff about cocktails and you would have been like, what girl? You would have been like, it's a drink.
I just would have been there. I'm here to drink. That's all I would have said. I was like, I'm just here to get drunk. Variety.
True. And if you were, we did it. We had, it was me, Taylor, and Aries. Give him his mic.
Who's
give
Taylor?
Him a mic. Give him a mic.
I know. Next time we'll give him a mic.
Let's do his segment right now.
You want to do a segment?
Jake, are you okay with that? I didn't even ask if you were okay with that.
It was a hit last episode.
Every
all
comment.
The girlies in the comment were like, this is so cute.
Did you not see that? You want to,
you were a hit.
Do you want to react to your comments? He said it and I looked at it. Jake, come here.
Come here. We're having like a one-sided conversation right now on the podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, it's your favorite time. Where is he going?
Where are you going?
You guys are seeing. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Mac, the chat is actually happening. How?
The chat is chatting. What are you doing? I want to sit. Oh, okay.
How does his jingle go? Look, see, I want to point out, now that Jake's going to have his segment.
They're all here.
Now they're all here
for Jake.
Bullshit.
They all came here for Jake.
Bullshit.
That's been my life since we moved to LA. So everyone's just popping up. I'm like, who are you? Why? You're new.
Do you remember his jingle? Jake's awkward moment.
Wait, timer. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, we got to get a timer. 1 minute timer. 1 minute time for Jake. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 minute time for Jake. 1 minute time for Jake. Hold for Jake. Hold for Jake.
Sound?
Hold for Jake.
Everybody, ice. Ice.
Hold for Jake. Are you ready?
No, I forgot my mic. Yeah, I'm ready. Sure. And go.
Here.
I was holding my breath. Hey guys. So today I also made fish again. Cause we record on Sundays, and Sundays are slowly turning into fish dinner Sundays. And that's what happened again today. I made a branzino. It was good. But anyway, it's enough about me. Let's talk about the real important topic here, the Game Awards of 2023.
I'm about to say it's 2024.
It's my moment! My timer's still going! Sorry, guys. Anyways. My Game of the Year prediction was correct, Baldur's Gate 3. I had BG3 on my face like a cliche straight man sports fan. It was great, and Mac was wrong, and that was nice.
That was Jake's awkward moment.
What did you have to say?
What do you mean I was wrong? What do you mean I was wrong? Wait a minute. What do you mean I was wrong?
Guys, they're fighting.
Ooh, Alan Wake 2 is going to get Game of the Year.
Oh, yes. I thought Alan Wake 2 was going to win Game of the Year.
I don't understand any of that. It's okay. I don't understand any
it's
of that
game, it's gamer stuff. You're not a gamer, bro. Do you game? Oh
my God, I play The
game,
Sims.
Bro? Do you even game?
I played The Sims before it was cool.
That's a gamer thing. I think people that play The Sims hardcore enough are gamers.
I played The Sims before it was
an
actual game.
Do you play with mods?
What?
Okay, never mind. You're not
no,
a gamer.
No, I played The Sims before mods were a thing.
Girls, he's not a gamer. He's not a gamer.
I played The Sims in 2004.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I just like to build the houses. I didn't actually play the game. I would build houses and kill them.
Build houses?
I'd build houses, make them have sex, and kill them.
Yes, I would start gay romances. I would become a player and have sex with people.
They could do gay?
You've been able to be gay in The Sims since 2004.
Progressive. That's aggressively progressive. How did the chat just... The chat right now?
The chat has appeared.
Okay, are there members...
They said, speak your truth, King. They're so Team Jake. I don't understand this.
I don't like this.
I don't understand this, you know?
It's because I'm great.
Actually, yeah, no, I like you sitting here.
Okay, bye, Jake.
It's pretty easy to understand.
No, honestly, I like it because...
It's not that complicated.
We're going to be chatting with him and the mic could actually pick this up. Yes.
Messy pod now.
Yes. Jake is the heckler of Messy Pod. We got to get you a shirt. Because if he sits here, the mic can still pick it up. I love this.
Okay.
I love this. This is, see, I know this is adding stress because you
can't. No, I keep on looking at it. I'm trying to see what people are saying.
Don't even, how could you see that? You got young eyes.
Barely.
Baby girl.
I have glasses.
Anyway, if you guys listening to this podcast want to know what the hell is stressing us out so bad, we just started our memberships, the Sugar Daddies, and you get to watch us live. And there's a chat right now, which I don't know if it's a good idea because Mac is going to be free. You don't have...
When you give me like multiple screens to look at, I'm going to look at multiple screens.
I know, because you're a professional, and I know you don't like doing anything half-assed. So I don't want to stress you. But maybe in the future, we'll turn it around.
Maybe we'll
until we want to talk to them, but this is fun right now. This is the first time we're doing this. It's a little janky. It's messy. Welcome to messy. But if you guys ever want
to do the multi-camera, yeah, I'm gonna interrupt. The next step is to do the multi-camera.
We're not doing the multi-camera, Jake.
Not doing the multi-camera, Jake. This is messy pod. This is messy. We don't have a budget. That's why we're doing this, yes. Jake.
This is self-made.
So just put get your phone,
Jake. Okay. Anyway,
to be messy.
Okay.
Make it messy.
Control your
mouth. Okay.
He's yelling at you.
He's yelling at me.
He's attacking us.
No control of anyway, he just wants to talk about fish.
Yeah. We went to a farmer's market. I don't understand how
this is why I like him right here, because they're going to hear
him. You're going to hear him.
And this is
now
why.
Now y'all see what I deal with on a daily basis.
Drinking his wine. I like how you guys are being the whiners, and I'm here drinking water.
Because you went through it today.
Girl, we pre-gamed it thinking we had to. We were like, let's sit here. Let's make this brunch. Let's make this Sunday brunch. So, like, Arisa came over.
You, Arisa, and Veronica?
Where did you hear
Victoria?
Veronica?
You Taylor. Said Vicky Taylor. Who's Taylor?
My friend Taylor. He's a bartender. He's been on my channel before. You didn't even
know. I know Taylor. Okay, yeah.
You do know Taylor? Yes, I think you've met him.
He had, like, really nice pants on when I met him. I told him I really liked his
That's
pants.
What
That's
you
all I remember.
He had really
and
nice
we went
pants.
To Insomnia Cookies, and then, yeah, he left.
Mm.
That's all I remember.
From Beaches.
Yeah.
The Drag Race viewing party.
Mm-hmm.
Look it all circles back. But no, yeah, it was fun. We pre-gamed it. We had like 3 drinks beforehand, and then we reacted to only 5 cocktails, but we were like halfway through the video. It was... I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No, I hear you. Talk. Damn.
Am I not enough? It's like when you go to hook up with somebody and they start scrolling on Grindr. Like, I'm right here.
I was prepping for the next segment.
I know. I'm fucking with you, Mac. because my segment's next. Which, by the way, I want to apologize. Some people were, like, asking about the rambling, which I love you guys. I do love you guys. But I might have to start editing down some of these voice notes. Or we may have to put a limit on it sometimes, because I think sometimes it's... when it's just them talking, because it's harder for us to just interrupt. It might be easier for us to pause and then talk. Mm-hmm. But it's harder to do when we're just putting the mic to a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we're learning. This whole pod, I think 4 seasons in. We're still learning.
We're constantly changing it, so.
True. Because we're constantly changing.
Period.
And right, look at us right now. We are exhausted.
Period.
I'm trying to get this done as fast as fucking possible and go the fuck home. Because I am exhausted. My bed looks so good. But I'm like, okay. I have the energy to get there and do this. It's going to be better than coming here Monday morning. And if we were going to do the live for the first time, no one's going to be there for Monday morning.
You never know.
These people.
I feel like live streams are better in the morning, apparently.
They are, but I've never done a morning Monday. Mac, people work.
Not people that watch YouTube.
This is my segment. This is my segment. And by the way, Valenina. Send me that damn jingle.
Yeah, I'm going to use the old one again.
Cocktails with cocktails.
This person, I listened to like a part of it. I don't know what fully said, but it's only like a minute long, so
they
it's going to be really quick.
Great.
Yeah, they sent pictures with it, so I don't know what the pictures are. This man, he looks familiar. I'll show the camera. He looks familiar.
Well, I don't know. Are we allowed to do that?
No, I think this man is famous.
No, Mac, but we said this is supposed to be anonymous.
They sent the photos with it.
But that doesn't mean
I think this man is famous.
That doesn't mean...
I think this man is famous.
Mac.
Please see attached pics for reference to
That's
the audio.
That's for us, not on a
it
live.
It might be a famous person. He looks familiar.
Okay, but he might... Let me say this to you. You should...
I think he's famous.
But Mac...
Let's play the audio real quick.
He might be famous. Because we don't know what he's going to say. What if he says something incriminating? Let's play the audio. Okay. You know what? This is...
Let's play the audio.
Let's play the audio.
Let me tell you, because I heard part of it.
Have we switched?
That's why I showed the photos, because I heard part of it already.
Okay.
If you let me cook for a bit.
I don't care. I know what you're going to say. Okay.
Let me cook.
Cook away, bitch.
Excuse me, I'm the one who cooks.
Play this fucking audio, Mac.
Jake, I'm tired of you.
Jake, I live for you.
Okay.
So, hey, Mac and Mike, I am not your usual people that you have on the
make it louder.
Cocktails with cocktails.
Okay, okay.
That is full volume.
I'm an undecided sexual person. And basically after years
of
dating men, being married.
I don't know if we can do this.
It's too low.
Hold on. I don't know. Is there? Should we put one? Welcome to Messy.
It's cranked up. See, I'm peeking. Okay. I cranked it. It's cranked. Okay, we're just going to keep on going.
It's a minute.
We're going to keep it.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to hear anything.
I have been with women, but I digress. It's all kind of been shitty. So I gave up on sex. I've been celibate for a couple of years. Okay. Here's the cocktail part of it. I kind of figured out I could orgasm hands-free over a certain celebrity. It's Dominic Monaghan. Yeah, the guy from Lost. He looks great in his 40s.
Turn this off.
I told you that person was famous.
So it wasn't. So that picture wasn't of the person
that,
saying this.
That picture is of the man she can orgasm. They can orgasm hand free on.
That's what you lead with when you were cooking. Mac. Okay, that's an ingredient.
I was
you were
trying
missing.
To build up.
But before
the suspicion.
Before you just show a picture on a live, maybe say that first before I have.
But
a
long
fucking...
story short, this is for the people in the live, people that probably didn't hear on the podcast. I don't know how loud it was. This person said they can orgasm hands free to pictures of a celebrity, and it's I forgot what his name is. Something Conham of Lost. Never seen the show. Don't know the motherfucker. His face looked familiar.
Now can I say something?
What?
I have one segment.
Okay. Yeah.
And
it's been sucking so far.
I include you guys in my damn segment. And about fun hookup stories. You send me a voice note just of saying that there's something that you could come do.
Hands yes.
Bitch.
I think we got to bring back the written. Because I feel like some people are afraid to like voice record.
You know what? Send written ones too.
Send written ones too. And you know what? I'll read them.
I tried.
I'll read them. I'll make them engaging.
Okay.
But also we prefer, we will prioritize audios on top of written. But you can send written and we will mix it up sometimes.
How about we do, you read them. If it's a written one, you mm-hmm. read it and then I'll react to it. And mm-hmm. that could be me working.
Yes.
Me doing something.
You can give your that, sex knowledge. I don't fucking know.
I am so exhausted and that just pissed me off.
Messy.
To the chat, I apologize.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes when it's that low, we have to put the mic to it.
Yeah.
So that might be the weakest part of this because we can't hold it to the computer, girl.
Mm-hmm.
We got to worry about this audio, bitch.
One day, I mean, what? Jake is raising his hand. Yes, Jake.
You guys are not sorry. What the fuck are you talking about, Mike?
We're not, but we're trying to look. This is called YouTube.
Okay, we have
it's
to
called
lie.
Being YouTubers.
Okay.
Okay, Jake.
They think I'm 16.
We gotta be 16-year-old, apologetic yes. teenagers. Ready.
We gotta tell them we love them.
Yeah, we gotta tell them we love all the time. Okay, yeah, we gotta tell them to subscribe.
I never say I love you. I say I appreciate you. I do. That's true.
I like when someone tells Alaska Thunderfuck they love Alaska, she says, I love your pussy.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't say I love you. She says, I love your pussy.
I would expect her to like imitate.
I'm saying that now.
I would expect her to imitate Pheromone. You don't love me.
You don't love me. So what are you talking about?
Oh. Updates.
Mm-hmm.
Updates. Because as I was filming my podcast, Jake, no. As I was filming my podcast, I got a text from somebody being like they were sent the pictures of me that I thought were hacked that we talked about on the pod. Mm-hmm. We talked about on the podcast, right?
I think so.
Apparently they were posted somewhere and he sent these to me.
Mm-hmm.
Gagged. I was filming, so now all of a sudden I was nervous. Uh-oh, what's going on?
Were they not you?
It was... Well, I will say there was 10 photos or something like this. It was a large amount. I don't fucking know. I scrolled. One of them was me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an old butt photo from like 2 years ago. And I'm like, girl, you want to see my asses on TV?
Okay.
The reason I'm bringing this up on the podcast is because it's someone that listens to the podcast. Because one of the posts says, I checked, I asked them about the footballs.
So they are recent.
They are. No, they thought that they thought whoever they talked to, they asked about footballs, and they said, there's a good thing and a bad thing I'm going to say, by the way. He said, I asked about the footballs, and they had no idea what I was talking about.
Okay. So the person was a listener to the pod.
The person trying to get the photos was a listener to the pod, but asked to see,
because it
was
a fake, and they had no idea.
So they know it was a fake account doing it.
Yeah.
Which
so it works.
So I'm going to say one thing. Thank you so much. But also, you posted that? You posted those photos that you thought was me?
Wasn't on the LPGWTS, whatever fucking it's called.
Don't even give it clout, because no, but it wasn't. I don't think so. I don't think I
gave it clout. I didn't even say
My thing was because I didn't even check I really don't know what website it was on. My friends just sent me the photos.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, what if those were me? What if those were me?
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to be having my back. Send them to you. Posted that.
Slap.
Because what? I will say. Because normally, you know, because if it was me, I would try to take it down. That one butt photo, you can, whatever. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
The waist?
I was like, if someone posted dick pics of me that weren't mine and it was like some gigantic third leg, I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you caught me. Oh, no. Oh, you got me.
Bitch.
Oh, no.
The waist? The waist in some of these photos, like, there's a picture of someone getting fucked, and the waist the in weight? It, I'm like, I hope, like, they think that's me.
Is that snatched?
That's why I want y'all to know, I saw this, and my friend was like, you can maybe try to get them taken down, I'll send you the link. I'm like, Lima.
Like, no.
Lima.
Let them believe.
Girl. Because I want people, when they look to find my nudes, I want those to be the nudes they think are mine. You see this body? That's not my body. And there was one photo that was, because my face was in one of them,
mm-hmm.
and they showed up a picture next to it where they photoshopped my tattoos out of it. Photoshop job was so bad. I would never. Are you kidding me? It's my job. That arm, they just painted over that damn arm. But I was like, please. But I was like, here's my thing. At first, I was like, oh, they checked to do the football emojis. Like, maybe they have my back. No, you're not my, because you. Why would you post them online? Them.
Yeah.
And so, but then again, I was talking to Reese, and Reese was like, Mike, this is what we signed up for. You can't expect people to be like good people about mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Because you know what the right thing to do would have been? DM them to me, because girl, I'll tell you if they was me, and if they were, I'll put their shit on OnlyFans. I can make some money.
You said, please send me my old nude so I can make an OnlyFans.
No, I told him, he was like, you gotta get that old body, those pictures that from the old body. I'm like, first of all, there aren't. And also, can I say something? If it's a photo I would send, I don't care how fucked up I was,
mm-hmm.
I would never send a photo of me fucking. What?
I forgot what I was going to say. I blanked out.
You tired.
I was going to say, how do you take a photo of yourself fucking? And I was like, oh, yeah, wait. Why? Oh, yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. You talk. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's me. I'm careful to a point. Like, there's certain things I will send and certain mm-hmm. things I wouldn't send. But there's this, like, there's things that I would never send out.
Picture of you fucking?
Like that kind of thing. Of course. Not for free.
Not for free.
I do it, but for not free. For free.
For free. For free.
So that I don't understand. And I'm always so honest about it. That's how you know. That's why I'm so like overly honest, to the point where you and everyone else in my life is like, Mike, there's things people don't know. Like if I'm over here telling you guys like, I did not. Like, oh, you think I'm going to be like, oh, that photo that's beautiful and gorgeous of that nude, is not me.
That 12-inch dick. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's so me. You caught
literally.
Me.
Literally. Me, please.
Oh, God.
Please. I would be like, but they would take a photo of me taking a dick? Hell, you think I could take a dick like that?
Go ahead. Tell everybody. Tell everybody.
There was like a shadow of like a, they had a tattoo on their side
mm-hmm.
or something like that, but you couldn't see it because I'm the only one who has a rib tattoo,
mm-hmm.
girl. That
mm-hmm. the only person from the East Coast.
I was
rib tattoo
dying from it. Yes, I'm the only one from Jersey.
Only person from Jersey.
Tattoos, like, my last name tattooed across my back. Now to veer away from that, I want to stay in this like hookup culture idea. There's a conversation that literally this is. You know what? Fuck that hookup time. This is a hookup time.
Okay.
I actually want to talk to you about this because it's a serious topic.
Okay.
And it has to deal with
penises?
It's sexually transmitted disease, HIV, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to be sensitive about this, and I know you're already freaking out because we're live.
Mm-hmm.
My question is.
Oh, it's what you said earlier?
No, it's not what I said earlier. Okay. I'm not gonna, no.
I'm going to say the comms are going to eat you alive. No, go ahead, try it.
I didn't say anything bad. My thing was, and I want to know what people's thing is, because this is a there is a generalization in the queer community that I don't think I understand, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
This might be a learning thing for me, and I want this to be a conversation because I don't think it is.
Me.
So I had a hookup recently. What about you?
I was like, the master of the LGBT community. Me. Here.
No, but you were
solving the, strifes.
You were the master of telling me if I'm overreacting or if I'm valid.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I had a hookup recently, right?
You're overreacting.
I had a hookup recently, and something I always do, you know, mm-hmm. but just before and after, mm-hmm. I always just be like, when was the last time you were tested? It's mm-hmm. a question I always ask, and then afterwards I'd be like, oh, by the way, you said you were tested recently to make sure it matches up.
Because mm-hmm.
some of these people, you don't lie. Like, as we've seen in these hookup stories, I would say you get somewhere and someone is on drugs and they weren't honest about it, and then I feel like I can't trust you, something like that.
Men will lie for some sex.
This is where we're going
with this. Men will lie through their fucking teeth 24/7.
And this is where we're going with this.
Just to touch another man, you know?
Yes.
Just to touch another body. It's crazy out there, especially in LA.
Especially in LA. Mm-hmm. So I asked, and they were like, oh yeah, all good, all good. And then afterwards, after we hooked up, I was driving home, and then I go, oh, and by the way, you said you were tested recently, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh yeah, I'm HIV positive, but I'm undetectable.
Okay.
Now here's my, and that is fine. Mm-hmm. I never have any qualms with that, ever. I don't judge people like that at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do not know how I am not living the life I lived, mm-hmm. and as dangerous and unprotected as it was. I wasn't on PrEP until like this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I know that. I remember. So, I saw you finally sign up for it. Yes.
I would never be anyone to judge that. Yeah. Instead,
But that is something you need to disclose. That is something you're supposed to disclose all the time.
And especially if I asked.
Yeah.
And then I sent them a text back. I said, okay, no problem. I would just say, like, I would have liked to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just would have liked to know that. I still would have come and hook up with you or something, but I might have asked to use a condom.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, but gays don't like to use condoms.
Yeah.
I get that. But when people are undetectable and stuff like that, sometimes they find that as disrespectful. And it's not anything towards them. It's just for me and my...
Your state of mind?
My state of mind to mm-hmm. be comfortable. I would just be like, maybe we just wear a condom. And I think even if they weren't positive or anything like that, just if they didn't have anything, asking
well,
someone to wear
all,
a condom...
safe sex shouldn't be shamed.
Shouldn't be shamed at all.
Across any part of the board. So.
And I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying, if anybody ever asked to wear a condom at all, it should always be okay.
Yeah.
Because if I respect you enough to have sex with you and be that intimate, but you don't respect me enough to wear a condom if I ask you to,
mm-hmm.
then why am I being made to feel like I'm wrong? Why am I being gaslit like that? And when I sent that text to them, and I was very nice about it. It said literally verbatim what I just told you about the, I would have come. And I did, girl. But I would have still, like, you know, met up, hung out, done the thing or whatever. I just would have liked to know. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They went off on me. It is not my responsibility to make you feel better. Your health is your own problem.
Mm.
Your health. No one is responsible for your health other than you.
Mm-hmm.
And that rubbed me the wrong way. Because that is not, like, yes, it is.
But also being responsible for your health is asking other people about their status. That is part of your health too, especially if you're sexually interacting with someone, asking someone about their status and them being upfront about their status is you taking care of your health.
Yes.
And the fact that he wasn't upfront about his status until after the interaction was his fault.
And that someone, they related it to like someone not being on PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I don't think it's the same level. I think, you know, I said, here's the difference. If someone wasn't on PrEP, that's irresponsible. But the only person that affects in that situation is me.
Yeah.
When you are the person that can not only affect yourself, but the other person as well, there's an added level of responsibility mm-hmm. there. And then there was a whole conversation of, well, you don't know how awkward it is and you don't know how tough it is to disclose that information and do it like
that. Yeah,
stuff. And
I mean, because like, I get it. There is a stigma. There is. He's probably sensitive about it still about the situation. Because, you know, there's a big stigma about HIV and all that shit. And so he probably was coming. It was a trauma response.
It
definitely
was.
On his behalf.
Yes.
When he reacted that way. But
and,
yeah, it should
and that's
be.
That's why I didn't fight this
if
person.
You ask beforehand, it should be disclosed.
But
it always should be disclosed.
Even if you don't ask. Even if you don't ask, I think it should always
it's
be disclosed.
Supposed, even if you don't ask, it is supposed to be disclosed. Legally, for legal reasons, but yeah.
Because I don't think everybody, because I mean, most of us are on prep in these major cities, mm-hmm. in LA at least, not around the world. But I
think it's free here, girl. They hand it out there. Trick or treat.
But we should knock.
Hello, doctor. Please give me a prescription of this shit that might kill my kidneys. I don't know.
And plus, even if you are like undetectable and stuff like that, you also have to make sure you're up to date on all like your medications. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good you are at taking your medication. There's things that come into play. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing was like, I can't say I understand how you're feeling. Because I'm not in that position. I mm-hmm. never tell anybody, like, I get it. If I don't, I don't live your life. But I will say, I was like, to tell me that those trauma responses make you too afraid to disclose that information. I'm like, back in the day, people got that and lost their lives. Mm-hmm. So think about the people when they see the option now, like, all you have to do is be honest about it. And if that's the worst you have to deal with, then we should be so thankful and lucky that that's the time and that's the life we get to live and that's the freedom. Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand what's going on.
I don't know. I heard a noise over there. I got scared.
I was like, in post
him coming down the stairs. I was getting ready to fight. I was like, what the fuck?
They should have told you. I'm sorry. I'm reading the chat because I want to know how this is coming off before I like keep talking about this on live. Okay. Everybody seems to be.
No, I mean, yeah, you're on your side. There was a trauma response on his behalf. It was irresponsible for him not to disclose it, even after you asked to. Mm-hmm. And then to react that way when he didn't disclose it. And then he told you afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then you brought up the fact that you should have said that. I don't know.
But this is a common thing because I have a friend. I have a friend who when I was having insurance problems, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I might have. I was like asking them about insurance. And they were like, my insurance is free. So I was like, what do you mean
insurance is free?
Because if you are positive, your insurance is free.
Oh, yeah. There's,
which is not an excuse to please.
There's a lot of...
Go out and try to be positive to get free
insurance.
There's
a lot of gay millionaires that like donated all their money to like estates to make that happen mm-hmm. for people in the future once they died. That's also the reason why LA LGBT Center is so big now.
Which I think is amazing.
There's a lot of gay millionaires that just donate like their whole estate.
Yes.
To these foundations.
But he was telling me this, and then I paused. I said, oh, okay. We've had sex like a lot, mm-hmm. and most of that time I wasn't even on prep yet. And you never told me? Mm-hmm. And he was like, it was the same kind of like mindset. It was like, I shouldn't have to, what do you mean? I shouldn't have to tell you if there's no chance of you getting it. And my question is this, the comment is there's no chance of you getting it. Mm-hmm. And I understand it might be low, but I don't know the science behind it, so I'm not going to speak on it. However, if there's no chance of getting it, how are all these people getting it?
Mike, well, there's a difference between
I know
transmittable
that.
And untransmittable.
I know that. But what mm-hmm. I'm saying is that the thing is, when I'm looked at and they're like, why are you so nervous about this stuff? I'm like, we grew up in a time learning about how this almost eradicated
the 80s
us.
and the pandemic and all that stuff.
Even if this is something that even if it wasn't transmittable, even if that, I understand that. But to get that mindset out of your head to be like, oh, we should just be so lax about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever should, because I always want to remember what the people went through, the people that lost their lives, all that, that this isn't a lackadaisic issue.
Yeah.
Because there's people that will always tell you if they have something like gonorrhea or mm-hmm. something like that, that's easy to get rid of with a shot. But because whether or not this is something that is like a death sentence anymore, it's still a life-altering thing. Mm-hmm. That so many people aren't they don't share their status. They're not honest about it. Some people I know just lie and don't say anything at all if they're untransmittable.
There's an entire PSA about that. Like, there's an entire PSA push to like end the stigma and share your status. Yes. There's like a whole thing about that.
I don't think there should be a stigma.
That is a talked about
issue podcast
of like people like not sharing their status.
You can't break the stigma unless you talk about it more.
Thank you, Jay. There goes, there's Jake.
Well, because I mean, that's what it takes to break. I mean, that's how, like, in today's society now, we're a lot more comfortable and open about even just sexuality to begin with.
They said, speak, Jake.
It all started with just people starting that conversation.
Yeah.
The more people converse about it, the more people are more in tune and knowledgeable of it. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, no more, like, now, I mean, it's no longer just like, oh, you're going to die. Oh,
but my thing is when it, like, the people that seem to not want to talk about it are the people that have it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, because I was coming at it of just a place having a conversation, saying like, I just wish you would have told me. If mm-hmm. I'm going to be somebody that's going to be intimate with you, I hope that we have the kind of relationship where we can always be honest with one mm-hmm. another. Should always be honest with somebody that you're going to have sex with.
Yeah.
And right. that I just wanted to talk to, because I was just... So many people I was talking to about this right after it happened were making like me feel like, no, yeah, why would you even ask? Like, why do you even care? Because for me, it's a respect thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have sex with you. You didn't even respect me enough to like be honest with me. I don't, whether it's about your status, whether it's about, I tell people if I forgot to put on deodorant before I fuck you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so overly honest about it.
It's in a vulnerable situation to begin with, so
yeah, like, even it's a zero chance. I think it's something. I think you should always just be honest. And I wanted to come on here and have a PSA talk with you to be like, was I overreacting? But in a way, I felt like I was a little gaslit.
You're a bit gaslit, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And if I was wrong in any way, tell me, because you're the only one I'm going to actually listen to. If you tell me, anyone else tell me, like, Mike, you're wrong. I'm like, you, I listen to.
Well, I mean, it's like he said, it's your body and your health and your choice and. Part of your health is you wanting to know other people's statuses and other people's situation before you get intimate with them. And the fact that he withheld it and then tried to say, like, your health is your problem, but then you're sitting here asking about their statuses and then not disclosing it, how are you going to be able to handle your health without knowing other people?
How am I going to protect myself if you're not honest? Because part of me protecting myself,
like, your health
is
your choice?
Honest.
Okay, I'll just stop having sex forever. That's what they want you to do for you.
It is. Because like I see all these people out here, and it makes me worried about the gay community. It really does, because like I said, I know I was talking about, you know, my struggles with the whole like substances and everything like that. But how common it is, especially in LA, how so many people are out here, and it's so lackadaisic about these types of either diseases or substances mm-hmm. like meth and everything like that. Yeah. And I'm just like, happening?
I told Jake a few days ago, there's literally case studies about LA and how like the explosions of chlamydia and gonorrhea that happen like every month, basically up there, up north, basically not north, but north
just,
LA.
I'm just like, what's happening to us? Like, what? Why are we so lax about these topics mm-hmm. that are a serious thing? And mm-hmm. I don't like desensitizing these things, because that is how we don't solve the problem. Because we don't know what could happen. We didn't know COVID was a thing. Something could mutate, and then we don't got something to take care of it. That's my whole point. And that mm-hmm. I just wanted to, like, you know, we didn't really have anything to talk about today, and I just went through that, and it really just kind of like shook me a little bit. And mm-hmm. I wanted to like take a moment, and you know, this podcast is you and me just kind of like talking. And I wanted to have like
it's you talking and me being like, okay, yeah, I'm here for you. Yeah, okay.
Well, you have a weight, girl. I wanted to just have a real conversation with you, and I think that's good to do on the podcast sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think it's good to be a little serious. Spread a message. A
little seer.
Play this at the LGBT center.
A little siri-wee.
Yeah. That's all I had.
That's it. I have nothing. I got nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Jake has something.
I owe Mac and I the service of mentioning a certain bottle of liquor that we saw today at Total Wine. When we were shocked.
You had your awkward moment, Jake.
Okay, yeah, like, what's happening here?
You had your awkward moment. Jake, no, we had your... Thank you guys. Mac, where can people find? Mac.
Wait, what do you want to say? What are you saying?
We saw a $4,000 bottle of tequila today.
Oh, yeah, we saw a $4,000 bottle of tequila today.
Was it, was it like a Classy Azul?
I don't know what it was. It was signed by the makers. It, like, grafted in gold. It was, like, this tall.
It was laser engraved, so it had, like, the gold look.
Well, show me a picture afterwards. Where can people find you, Mac?
We did not take a picture.
Okay, where can people find you, Mac?
We are baffled.
I felt nervous even bothering to pull my phone out.
All the comments are like, speak, Jake.
Okay, where can people find you, Mike?
You can find me everywhere if you go fuck yourself, or at MikeMGT.
You can find me anywhere if you search Mac Does It. That is...
Mac, come on.
Hey.
Wine, Mac.
R-I-V-E-R. And shout the person in front of my face for last week's... thing, which was...
This is so messy.
Girl, it was. Let me tell you what it was. It was a word. And you can find this podcast anywhere. Search my spot name is SSYPOD on Twitter, on Instagram. You can also find us on TikTok at MessyPod with Mac and Mike, fully spelled out. You can also email us at MessyPod@gmail.com. Your cocktails or cocktails, your gay agendas, either written or audio. And that's it.
And be sure to review this podcast.
Thank also, so join our memberships. $5.99 a month.
$4.99
a month. You get a live stream.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much.
Cute. Because we're so fucking adorable. And you have been deutscht.
I love us.